Glad you're with us here on the program today. I think we can all agree COVID, boy, it has affected us in all sorts of ways. Think about your own life, right? From your work to your family, the way you conduct business, the way you shop. It's also affected us with our money, our finances. And Justin and I, we've got our eye on some consumer trends that might interest you, things that could emerge here in 2021 as we all continue to shift our behavior in response to this pandemic. We're going to dive into that. If you're struggling, though, you're struggling to make some financial decisions right now, especially if retirement is close, you're worried about the potential impact on if you can retire, when you can retire, maybe you're worried about the market. I want you to take down this number, 866-466-1099. That's the number at TriFound Financial. It's the way you can get in touch with Justin and the team for some help. And you're always welcome to go to trifound.com. That's T-R-I-F-O-U-N-D, trifound.com to learn more about the team. Justin, great to be back with you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Megan. It's great to be back.
Ernst & Young, we all know that name, right? Professional Services Network. They're based in the UK, and they've been busy. They've been studying our behavior, Justin. They've been studying consumer behavior specifically. And in the thick of the pandemic, there are some common behaviors that have emerged that are kind of interesting, and you might know someone who identifies with these behaviors. Here's what they are. The first one is cut deep. In other words, these are people who made big, significant cuts, right, to their spending, their way of life. That's the first behavior. The second one is stay calm and carry on. The third is save and stockpile. You know, all those people stockpiling paper towels and toilet paper. And then the last one is hibernate and spend. Kind of just cozy on up and start clicking away on Amazon and add things to your cart. You know, we've all seen some changes. But Justin, I wonder, can you think of anyone, any specific person out there who has not changed a single thing about how they spend their money or even how they're making financial decisions the past few months?
Well, Megan, I think that's affected all of us. And, I've had a lot of conversations with clients throughout 2020. And, some on one side of the fence, some on the other. A lot of our clients didn't really necessarily have to change the way that they spend because of the way that we design a lot of our retirement plans. But it's just in our nature when something like this that affects our world and our lives globally, it's in our nature to change how we save and how we do different things. So in conversations that I've had with clients throughout 2020, it did affect a lot of us. You know, I would say a lot of clients were in that save and stockpile category where, you know, there was a period of time when just odd household items, as you all know, were you couldn't find it in the store. And I still to this day couldn't tell you why that was the case. But I think it affected most all of us and all of us, including myself, you know, tweaked at least how we looked at our money and how we saved our money and how we spent our money. We read all of the articles that came out at the end of the fourth quarter with, you know, the holiday spending and the final reports were that it was good. But obviously it was down, you know, pretty significantly from past years. So overall, I think that it did affect us, most of us in one way or another. For our clients specifically, we didn't really have to make that many changes because of the way that we set up our income for clients in retirement. We talk about that all the time on the show, and making sure that it's guaranteed and not having to worry about it when things like, you know, a pandemic of 2020 hit us. But I think it's in our nature to just change some of the things and how we look at our money, how we spend our money, and how we save.
So true. We're humans. I think we're looking to survive. And so you do make those changes as necessary. And you know, I want to talk about one of those behaviors, the save and stockpile group, because I think it's probably the majority of people surveyed. And these are folks who shifted their spending away from leisure activities or some of the extras that they might have spent money on. They tried to save more, and then they tried to stockpile necessities, food, maybe, you know, cleaning supplies, Purell. Was this a behavior you saw with a lot of your clients during the course of this pandemic? What did you see?
Yeah, I think this category, Megan, was probably definitely the lion's share of our clients fell into this category where you basically they didn't spend less on leisurely activities because they wanted to, but a lot of things got canceled. So a lot of our clients, in retirement, we enjoy a ton of different things. So, anything from, sports and outdoor activities to cruises and trips and a lot of people travel when they retire. And unfortunately, in 2020, 99% of that travel, if you talk about cruises or, trips overseas and things like that all got canceled. So clients spent less because they, couldn't spend money necessarily on travel in 2020. And we kind of went back to, the home necessities and things like that. We spent more on groceries and stockpiled supplies because we didn't know in the beginning, we didn't know what was going to happen or, what the extent of this is or how long it was going to last. And so we kind of went back to that, that natural instinct of, stockpiling things and getting ready for a worst case scenario. And it's kind of funny, I tell clients this all the time when we start meeting with them. When we start planning with you and we start going through our process, we're preparing you for the worst case scenario. Not necessarily pandemic style worst case scenario, but we're planning for the worst case scenario for you in retirement, which means we're planning for the worst and hoping for the best. And if that worst case scenario does arise, kind of like, we would call 2020 a worst case scenario, we're prepared for it. It's better to be proactive than reactive. And so I think that's what a lot of those folks in that save and stockpile category would fall into. Better to be proactive than reactive. I know our clients, we were all, like I said, prepared for it. Nobody had changes in income. We weren't, trying to make big changes because of stock market swings or whatever was happening out there. But a lot of clients did spend less because, we couldn't go and do things. So moving through into 2021, if you have questions about guaranteed income in retirement, if you have budget questions, no matter what it is, we're a one-stop shop and can help you with anything across the board. So give us a call, 866-466-1099. We're happy to meet with you virtually, in person. We can start with just a phone call to just chat a little bit about what you're looking for. So give us a call, that number again, 866-466-1099. If you want to visit our website, we have a great website that'll introduce you to our whole team so you can get familiar with us before we even meet. That website again is trifound, trifound.com.
The good news is Justin does offer a second opinion service. It's completely complimentary. You can take advantage today by calling 866-466-1099. You know, when we think about our behaviors changing throughout the pandemic, especially as it relates to our spending and our money, Justin, I think the category of stay calm and carry on, it's the category a lot of us wish we could copy in times of crisis, right? How can having a retirement income strategy, how can that help us stay calm and carry on?
Well, Megan, that can make all the difference. That guaranteed income strategy in retirement can give us that pillow insurance so that when things like 2020 or, other emergencies happen in our lives, we don't have to worry about where our income's coming from. Like I had said earlier, none of our clients had any changes in income for 2020. They were all able to keep receiving those funds on a monthly basis or quarterly basis, however they receive them as normal. Most of them spent less because we couldn't travel and do different things, but they didn't have to worry about where that money was coming from. And that's can be all of that. That makes all of the difference in the retirement plan, planning for a long-term retirement, not just focusing on 1 year in the negative, but making sure that we, step back, take a look at the whole picture and know that things are not going to stay the way that they were. So, we sit down and review our retirement plans. We do annual reviews, at least annual reviews with our clients, and we talk about the long-term schedule. So, I had many conversations in 2020 of, hey, everything is going well with our retirement plan. We have, funds available that are going to keep coming across to you. So we don't have to worry about where our money's coming from. The only thing we really have to worry about are, the physical things, like we said earlier, where, we're worried about getting hand sanitizer and paper towels and different things like that from the grocery store. But, the stay calm and carry on method and making sure that we have that guaranteed income in retirement is the number one pillar. It's the number one leg on our stool, and that leg has to be the strongest leg, because we're not planning for a 5-year or a 10-year retirement with any of our clients. We're planning for, I tell every person that I meet with, I hope you live to 110, because that income is going to keep on coming even if you live to be 110. So we don't have to worry about running out of money. And I think that's a big concern for consumers out there today, is we're living longer. You know, things like 2020 happen. Will it affect my life? Will it affect my retirement? Will I run out of money? The answer is no. And we can guarantee that you won't run out of money in retirement, and we can guarantee that income if you live to be 110. So if you want more information on that, give us a call, 866-466-1099. We're happy to start our planning process and explain it all to you.
And we sure are glad you've tuned in today. If retirement is on your mind, well, you have come to the right place. This is what we talk about. Justin and the team at TriFound Financial, they help people just like you and me retire successfully. They do it all week long, all week, every week. So if you're a little shaky, you're not quite sure you have the income you're going to need in retirement, you don't know how to take your retirement savings and your 401k and turn it into income, this is really the focus at TriFound Financial. They can walk you through that. We've been pointing out there's been a very big shift in how we prioritize our spending thanks to this pandemic we're in. And that's something that the researchers at Ernst & Young have found. People are making spending decisions now based on a number of different factors, including, and this is not surprising, affordability, health and safety, sustainability, benefits to society overall. And then finally, and I thought this was cool, putting experiences first. So Justin, I'll throw this back on you. When you're helping someone with their own savings goals, especially for retirement, even if their spending priorities have changed, how do you help them keep on track with their goals?
When we design these plans, Megan, you actually get a written plan that you get to take home with you. And that doesn't mean that the plan is set in stone, because we know that once we retire, we have these goals and things that we want to do in retirement, and life is going to get in the way. Things are going to change, and that's fine. We know things are going to change. We plan for that. But what that written plan does is give you kind of a roadmap as to not to make sure that you're XYZ and it can't change, like I said, but it's more meant to just guide you along the way. And that's what we're here for too, to guide you along the way, to roll with those punches. And sometimes we have to make adjustments, you know, whether it be savings goals or spending priorities. It's important to talk to your financial advisor and make those changes and make those adjustments along the way, because if we don't change or adjust in retirement, we're probably not going to have that fun-filled retirement or that fulfilled retirement that we want. So making sure that we're, you know, talking with our financial advisor on a, you know, at least an annual basis, if not a quarterly basis, especially in years like 2020, will definitely ease your mind and help you understand that everything is going to be okay. So if you want some insight into how you can keep up with your savings goals or how you can adjust your spending moving forward, give us a call here at TriFound, 866-466-1099. We're ready and waiting to talk to you, whether it's a virtual meeting, just a phone call, or even in person. We're here to give you the information that you need. So give us a call here, 866-466-1099.
And we will be back. There's much more straight ahead.
Will your money go the distance in retirement? You can find out with a free guide from Justin today. Get your copy at retirewithtrifound.com/money. That's retirewithtrifound.com/money.
There are some things you can't avoid. But you can avoid overpaying taxes in retirement. You may think your taxes will go down in retirement, but that's not always true. In fact, your tax liability could even go up. At TriFound Financial, we have a complimentary guide to show how you may be able to pay less in taxes when you retire. To get it, go to retirewithtrifound.com/tax. This guide explains how different types of retirement accounts are taxed in easy-to-understand terms, and how a smart distribution strategy can help preserve what you've worked so hard for. At TriFound Financial, our mission is to show you strategies to help make your retirement income more tax-efficient and ways to potentially lower your future tax bill. Find out how with our complimentary guide. Get it today at retirewithtrifound.com/tax. That's retirewithtrifound.com/tax. Insurance services provided by TriFound Financial. Firm does not provide tax advice.
Glad you're with us on Retire with TriFound. Megan Mozak alongside Justin Pippert, the number 866-466-1099. If you'd like to take advantage of Justin's second opinion service, and this is completely complimentary. There's no charge for you to give him a call, take a look at the plan you currently have for your retirement. Maybe it's a plan, kind of a DIY plan. That's fine. He'd look at that. Or if you're working with someone and you've put a plan together, make sure you're on the right track. Justin would be happy to give you that confidence that you're either on the right track or maybe you need some tweaks. The phone number, 866-466-1099. You know, Justin, when I think back to my childhood, one of my favorite shows, I used to watch this with my mom, was Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous with Robin Leach. And I wish I could do his accent justice. It was so great. You know, the champagne wishes and caviar dreams. Kind of fun to see how the other half lived, right? But I'll tell you what, if you Google celebrities or athletes who squandered their money or actors who lost it all, there's a long list of famous people who hit rock bottom after they made millions. And I know you've seen that as well. You're a big sports fan and you've seen athletes do this. How do people go through so much money so quickly?
You know, Megan, I have seen it, and I think there's a couple of reasons. Well, there's a lot of reasons that they go through money so quickly, but I think a couple of the, you know, the ones that I see, and even working with some athletes, we have plenty of clients that are athletes and retired athletes, and so you know, I've talked to athletes on both sides of the situation, and athletes that had, you know, had planned and saved, and then athletes that had maybe ended up in this category after the fact, and I think, you know, one of the biggest things is we don't pay attention to, you know, what we're doing. We get so caught up in the here and the now. And, you know, whether you're playing basketball, football, golf, whatever it is, sometimes you can become so tunnel vision or so focused on what you're doing that you're not paying attention to what's going on around you. And I think that can be one of the big pitfalls to, you know, professional athletes and what they can succumb to. And then you hate to see it, but I think there's a lot of people who don't have your best interest out there in mind, whether it be family member. It can be, you know, anything from family members to the financial professionals that some athletes work with. You know, it's important to do your due diligence on the people that you work with. Get to know them, spend time with them, do your research on the people and the firms that you're working with, and know that they're qualified to be able to handle you as a client, your accounts, your finances, before you start working with them. And my final reason that I think, Megan, that this happens to a lot of athletes is you think about our working lifespan, right? Most of us work 30, 40 years until we hit, you know, our retirement age, whether that's 60, 65, whether we can retire early or not. And athletes, the average lifespan of an athlete is less than 5 years of a professional athlete. And if you think about that, you know, you have somebody that's working and earning a wage for 5 years. Even if you're a good athlete and you are lucky enough to have longevity in the sport that you play, you know, you might play for 10 years, maybe 15 tops, depending on how, you know, physically demanding your sport is. And then you retire and you go from earning millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars to earning zero. And a lot of times you don't make that lifestyle change to coincide with that, or you weren't planning for that retirement all along. So, you know, I hate to see it, but a lot of proactive planning can save you a lot of heartache on the back end.
Sure are glad you're spending some of your day with me and with Justin Pippert of TriFound Financial. You can find out more about the team, get to know what TriFound does, how they may be able to help you with your retirement dreams and goals. Go to the website. It's TriFound.com. That's TriFound, TriFound.com. You know, speaking of sports and athletes, in 2015, Justin, Sports Illustrated, they estimated that, get this, 80% of retired NFL players, they go broke in their first 3 years of retirement. And two of the biggest reasons, they said, are lack of competent financial guidance and then also sharing too much of their wealth with their family and friends. What about you? Is this a concern? Are those two things a concern for the everyday retiree out there?
Well, I don't know if that, you know, these two specific things are a huge concern for the everyday retiree. I would say, you know, lack of financial competence. You know, I meet with probably 20, 25 clients per week, and a lot of them would say, you know, I don't know everything about my finances, and that's okay. You don't have to know the ins and the outs of your finances. We want you to lean on us here at TriFound to be that guiding hand for you through retirement. So whether you're into your finances and like to keep track of them, or whether you have no idea, don't know what the difference between an IRA and a non-qualified fund is, that's okay. We're here to help you. We're here to educate you and guide you through that process. Sharing too much money, wealth with family and friends, I don't know anybody that, you know, wouldn't give the shirt off their back to help family and friends. I think it's important to understand that in retirement, we have to have a plan, a set plan. And you know what? If helping family and friends falls into that plan and you're able to do it, that's great. You know, but overextending yourself to help somebody else, I know we'd all want to do it, but sometimes, you know, it can have rippling effects or major effects on our retirement plan and moving forward. So we have retired NFL players that are clients. And like I said, I've met with retired athletes that are on both sides of the fence that have done the proper planning. And we have, like I said, some clients that are retired from the NFL. And I've also, you know, talked with friends of clients that maybe didn't do the proper planning and are on the other side of that fence. And it's, like I said earlier, it's so important to make sure that you start that planning early. It's never too early to start that planning process.
So very true. And, you know, as we talk about the lifestyles of the rich and famous, Burt Reynolds comes to mind. He told Vanity Fair, "I've lost more money than is possible because I just haven't watched it." How do you help your clients develop a budget, Justin, or maybe we could put it a different way, a spending plan for retirement so that they can spend? They can spend their money confidently and they're not worried, like Burt Reynolds pointed out, that they'll overspend and they'll lose it.
That's a very good question, Megan. We actually have a program that we put our clients through to develop the spending plan, as you call it. I like that name for it. It sounds a lot better than a budget. So we actually have a program that we put all of our clients through to get an understanding of, you know, where their expenses are. Because, you know, in all of the people that I meet with, not many of us, unfortunately, know exactly how much we spend. You know, if I asked 50 people how much money they spend on an annual basis, over half of them, I can say confidently, would struggle to make a guess on how much they spend on an annual basis. So we actually have a program that we put them through to get an understanding of what budget they have now, and then come up with that spending plan going forward in the future so that we can stay on track in retirement. And it's very, very simple. A lot of people say, I don't know how much I spend. I don't want to bother figuring it out. You'd be surprised what 10 minutes spent with us and going over our program for budgeting and developing a spending plan will get you. So it's pretty easy process. You know, if you haven't done that yet, or don't know, you know, where your budget lies, or have budgeting questions, you know, no matter what they be, give us a call here at TriFound. We're happy to go through that process with you and help you understand what your budget is now and help you plan forward for that spending plan. So our number here is 866-466-1099.
By the way, I'm going to tell my husband we're not budgeting anymore. He's going to give me a spending plan. What do you think about that?
It just sounds better, doesn't it?
It sounds better to me. I agree with you, though. Sometimes just sitting down, taking a few minutes, you would be surprised how much you can learn and how much good that can do just to get some of that forward thinking, that planning going into your retirement. It's so huge. 866-466-1099 is the number to call if you'd like to get started with Justin and the great team at TriFound Financial. Justin, as we talk about the lifestyles of the rich and famous, maybe what we can learn, some of the things, the lessons we can take away. Aretha Franklin, and Prince, two examples of high-profile musicians. They left their families with estate and legacy nightmares, just troubles when they passed away. None of us want that for our own families. Do you work any type of legacy planning into your process?
Absolutely, Megan. It's a vital part of that process. And while myself, I'm not an attorney, but we do have attorneys that work with all of our clients here at TriFound, and they specialize in that legacy planning. So anything from a, you know, power of attorney, wills, trusts, the full-on legacy plan, that is something that is very, very pivotal. We can have the best retirement plan in the world, but if we don't have the legacy plan to follow that retirement plan to make sure that your whatever you leave to your loved ones goes there, or whatever you set up for your loved ones is managed properly, then, you know, it doesn't really matter how great our financial plan is. We have to have the proper legacy and legal plan to back it up. That's something that we do with every client. And in a lot of states, we can do it for free. For example, in Florida, we can do it at absolutely no cost to our clients. That's a service that we provide to you because, again, like I said, there's no point in having a great financial plan if we can't back it up with a proper legacy plan. So if you have questions about legacy planning or legal planning, feel free to give us a call here at TriFound. Our number is 866-466-1099. We do free consultations. Happy to answer any questions that you have. Again, that number is 866-466-1099.
And our program continues. You're listening to Retire with TriFound.
Go to retirewithtrifound.com/tax to find out how to build a tax-efficient retirement plan. That's retirewithtrifound.com/tax.
As soon as you walked in the front door, you knew this was your home. Or at least you thought it was until you had those inspections done. First, the foundation was cracked. So was the sewer line. And you found out the furnace was 20 years old. Those inspections saved you from buying a money pit. So what about your retirement income strategy? When was the last time it went through an inspection? Is your income strategy tax efficient? Are you putting enough away for healthcare? Go see the team at TriFound Financial and find out if your retirement income strategy has a sturdy foundation designed to last throughout your retirement. Call TriFound Financial now, 866-366-1099. Get your strategy inspected by the TriFound Financial team today at 866-366-1099. That's 866-366-1099. Insurance products offered through TriFound Financial, LLC.
This is Retire with TriFound. Glad you're with us today. Megan Mozak alongside Justin Pippert. If you're ready to get started on your very own plan for retirement, if you've been putting it off, well, I'll tell you, there's no time like the present to take that first step. An easy first step is a call to Justin and the team, 866-466-1099. Again, that's 866-466-1099. We're discussing the lifestyles of the rich and famous today. That's right. Remember good old Robin Leach? I love that show. If you're trying to prepare for retirement, though, there are actually some habits we can borrow from the super wealthy. It's true. There are some really good financial habits out there. What should we be picking up on, Justin?
Well, I think, Megan, a couple of the really important ones, you know, we've talked about them in past shows and past segments, but live within your means. And that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, live below your means, but live within your means. Understand where your expenditures are coming from, or make sure that you're following your spending plan on an annual basis. Talk to your financial professional and make sure that you're making budget changes and kind of each year. And it's okay to change that budget each year. It's a great practice to save money, and we all want to save money. I think that a lot of us get stuck with how much can I save? It's very important to make sure that money, you're investing that money as well. We know that, you know, checking and savings, basically we make 0.000% interest on our checking and savings, and inflation is right around 3%. So think of your money in the bank as, if you're not investing that money, it's basically not only not gaining things, but it's losing 3% on an annual basis. So while it is great to save money and we all want to save, we need to make sure that we're investing that money to make sure that we're compounding that interest. Compounded interest, if you ever looked at any of those charts, that difference in compounding interest to, you know, just letting your money sit there makes all of the difference in the world when we go to retire, or even talk about early retirement. So making sure that you're, you know, investing that money and not saving it. Also, debt. As Americans, you know, we've seen the debt numbers per household on the increase over the past 30, 40, 50 years. It's important to keep an eye on that debt. And while having some debt is not necessarily a bad thing when we think of mortgages and things like that, making sure that we're paying off debt when we're able to, and not just, again, keeping that money in checking and savings, because if we're keeping money in checking and savings, we're not making any money on it, and we're being charged interest rates on our debt. So we're going backwards a lot faster than we think we are. So paying off debt, living within your means, and making sure that you're investing the money that you save.
All good tips and things we can learn from people who have been incredibly successful. Warren Buffett, we all know him, right? The Oracle of Omaha, as he's called. He once said that compounding is like being at the top of a large hill, pushing a giant snowball down it. With that visual in mind, which is sometimes hard to picture here in Southwest Florida, where we have very few snowballs or snowmen, how much of an impact can compounding have on our retirement savings, Justin?
It has a very large impact, Megan. You know, it's a good visual. It might be hard for us to understand down in South Florida because snow is not something that's on our radar at all. But imagine pushing a pebble down a hill, and at the bottom of the hill, you end up with a boulder. That's compounding interest. It has a very, very great effect. And that's why we say all of the time that it's never too late to get started on saving for retirement. Compounding interest, we usually look for accounts to, in general, double every 10 years with compounding interest. And if you're missing out on that, you know, you think we work for 30 to 40 years, think about what you're missing out on if you're not investing that money. So it's so, so, so important to invest that money. And the earlier you start, the better off.
Justin, it's been an interesting conversation so far about what we can learn from those who've been really successful, especially celebrities. I think Jay Leno is a great example of someone who has lived well below his means. And you pointed that out. You said that that was a great tip that we could borrow from successful people. Jay Leno says he's never spent the money he made from The Tonight Show during the time it aired. It went straight into his savings account, which is so cool. The only money he spent was the money he made from his comedy shows, and he would go on tour regularly, even when he was the host of The Tonight Show. Can we take a similar approach? Is there a way to borrow maybe some really positive practices that Jay Leno had?
Yeah, I definitely think that we can take a page from Jay Leno's book. The majority of us aren't going to be able to just take our wages and not spend it all and save it. But we can look at it from a different perspective. You know, any bonuses or any, you know, incentives that we get from our workplace, instead of a lot of us, or even, for example, this is a good one, our tax refunds. A lot of us get bonuses or tax refunds on an annual basis. And if you're anything like me, it's just in our natural nature to go, ooh, what can I go buy, or what can I go spend that money on? Because it's extra money that you ran into. So I think, you know, same thing as Jay Leno. You know, if we get bonuses or our tax refund or something like that, shove that aside, or don't just save it, invest it. And going back to, you know, Warren Buffett and compounding interest, if we think of doing that over a five-year period and saving all of our bonuses, or even, like I said, just something as small as our tax returns, you will be very, very surprised after 5 years the difference that's made in your financial portfolio. And guess what? It can make all of the difference between retiring at 65 or retiring early. Everything that we have going on and everything that goes into a financial plan, it's never too early to start doing that as well and start saving for retirement. I stress that with clients all the time. And actually, you know, with the way that TriFound is structured and having a CPAs and financial professionals and attorneys all under one roof, I talk to a lot of children of the clients that we have. The average age client that we have is about 68 years old. And so we obviously focus on retirement planning. We have a lot of clients that are in their, you know, early 30s, mid 30s, late 30s that we're developing retirement plans for, and they might not retire for 25 or 30 years. But making sure that they're staying on track, and I say it all the time, the earlier you start saving for retirement, the better off that you'll be. if that's a question that you have, when should I start saving for retirement? How can I start saving some extra money? How can I be like Jay Leno and save and invest a little extra money? Give us a call here at TriFound. The number here is 866-466-1099. Or visit our website. You can get to know our team, myself, my team, and everybody that works with us here at TriFound. We have a great website with a lot of information on it. That website is TriFound, TRIFOUND.com.
If you're new to our program, welcome. Justin and I are so glad to have you with us today. And going to the website, learning about the team at TriFound Financial, what they focus on, and how they can help you, it really is a terrific thing to start doing right now. It's easy. Just visit the website to find out. Again, it's trifound.com. It's spelled T-R-I-F-O-U-N-D, trifound.com. Let me ask you this. As we talk about good savings habits and being smart financially, is it ever too late, Justin, to get started on saving for retirement?
The answer is definitely not, Megan. It's never, just as it's never too early, it's also never too late to get started on saving for retirement. Everybody's life situation is different. So we have clients that maybe didn't start saving for retirement until they were in their 40s. I can think of a client here in Southwest Florida that became a client about 2 years ago and was primarily in real estate and, you know, had different life situations come up and didn't start saving for retirement until about age 44. And we were able to develop a plan with that client, get them on track, and projected to retire at normal retirement age at 65. And so it's never too late to start. It's also never too early to start. So, you know, no matter what end of the spectrum that you're on, if you have questions about retirement, remember we have CPAs, financial professionals, and attorneys that work with all of our clients. We're staffed to answer just about any question that you have. We have a lot of expertise in all of those different areas. So don't hesitate to give us a call. We're all about education. We don't charge for any of the meetings that we hold, the phone conversations that we have. We just want to make sure that we put you on the right track.
Justin, if someone is listening today and they're just not sure how financially healthy they are, or maybe they don't know if their retirement income strategy is going to work in their personal circumstances or work for the goals they have, the dreams they have for retirement, what should they be doing?
The first thing they should be doing is giving us a call, Megan, and setting up just a meeting to kind of do a second opinion or do a review of everything that they have in place. You know, we talk about it a lot, you know, in the medical field, for example, when we get a major diagnosis from our doctor, we always, almost all of the time, we go and get a second opinion. And I don't think that we should treat our finances any differently. So if it's a review of anything that you have in place or a second opinion on what you already have in place, I'm happy to do that, just to give you a kind of my two cents on these different things. And if your tax plan and your financial plan and your legacy plan all don't align, then there's somewhere that we can help you along that way, cross your T's and dot your I's and make sure that everything is coinciding with what your goals are. We can have the best financial plan in the world, but if it doesn't relate to the goals that you have, whether it's financially or legacy planning goals, then we need to make some changes, and that's okay. We can make changes to those types of plans. So that second opinion service that we offer can be a great tool to anybody out there that is wondering or has questions about what they already have in place and if they're on the right path.
Justin, getting on the right path means taking that first step. When people come and meet with you and they leave, what are you wanting them to leave with?
You're going to walk out the door with a couple things. You know, one of the things that I think is a very important thing for you to have in retirement is an actual plan. Not something that we just talk about and is, you know, written, you know, in the sky and you kind of have to, you don't really understand it. You actually get a written plan with us. Not that it's set in stone and can never be changed, because life is gonna get in the way in retirement. Changes are gonna have to be made, probably almost on a yearly basis, and that's okay. It's more so to just guide you through retirement so that you know kind of that you're on the right track. And that's what our job here is to, here at TriFound, and making sure that we make those changes with you and roll with those punches in retirement. And another thing that you're going to get is you're going to get a complete plan. It's going to cover anything from, you know, tax planning. A lot of us have, being that we're at the first of the year, a lot of us are going to go into tax preparation mode where, you know, we're talking about how much money we might get in a refund for our taxes. But tax planning is something that we're doing with clients every client that we have, because we know taxes are going to have to increase in our country, and they're historically low right now. So if you're not doing those Roth conversions or not doing that active tax planning right now, that's something that you're going to get in a plan with us as well. And also, we talk about it a lot on the show, that legacy plan. You can have the best financial plan, retirement plan in the world, but if you don't have the proper legacy plan to back it up, it doesn't really mean that much. We want to make sure that whatever you do leave to your loved ones goes to them, and it goes to them efficiently. And so that's why we're going to make sure that you have the best tax plan, financial plan, and legacy plan here at TriFound. So if you have questions about any sort of planning, whether it be tax, financial, or legal planning, give us a call here at TriFound for a free consultation. The number here is 866-466-1099, or visit our website. That is TriFound, TRIFOUND.com.
And we will be back. There's much more Retire with TriFound straight ahead.
Social Security. Do you want to get the most out of it? Learn how with Justin's free Social Security report. Get your copy at retirewithtrifound.com/security. That's retirewithtrifound.com/security.
Social Security. You've spent your entire working life paying into it, so don't you want to get the most out of it? Squeezing it for all it's worth. Justin Pippard and the team at TriFound Financial can show you ways to do that with their complimentary Social Security report. It's a great first step to learn how your Social Security benefits can play a role in your overall retirement income plan, especially because the Social Security Administration isn't able to give advice. It's different for everyone, and there are a lot of factors that go into knowing exactly how to maximize your benefits. But based on the decision you make, you could end up with tens of thousands of extra dollars in retirement simply by being informed. Download this complimentary Social Security report from Justin Pippert at TriFound Financial at retirewithtrifound.com/security. That's retirewithtrifound.com/security.
Our firm offers insurance services and is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
Glad to have you here on the program today, Megan Mozak, alongside Justin Pippert. And we know, Justin, everyone has questions, right? Questions about retirement. You get a lot of these every week. And so we wanted to head on out and see what's on the mind of people in our community. What are they thinking about when it relates to retirement, retirement planning? And we'll get some answers from you. Sound good?
Sounds great to me.
All right, let's hit our first question. Here it is.
How often should I be speaking with my financial advisor? I only reach out when I have questions, but that really doesn't happen very often.
You know, I think everybody's a little bit different. I think about a lot of our clients here at TriFound. We make it a point to make sure that we at least meet with you once per year. We have clients that just want to meet once per year, and then we have clients that want to meet, you know, once a quarter. So I think it's very important to just make sure whatever your preference is, to make sure that that is something that your financial professional is accomplishing for you, whether it be once per year or whether it be once per quarter. Everybody's a little bit different, but making sure that you have that communication with that financial professional in your life and doing regular retirement reviews, as we would call them, or, you know, account reviews and going over. It's not just about account reviews. And I do a lot of these. I meet with a lot of people every week. And I think it's not only important to do those account reviews and talk about your finances, but one of the things that I like to talk about with clients at those retirement reviews is just in general what their health is like, how they're doing in retirement, because we're not just managing your money, we're managing your legacy as well too. So just making sure that you have that communication on how you're doing in life, what things are changing. You know, even a tax review each year is very, very important. So if you're a client here at TriFound, chances are you're doing a tax review every year, you're doing a financial review every year, and then every couple of years we're reviewing your legacy plan to make sure that those documents still coincide with what you would like to happen to that legacy when you leave it. So very important. Everybody's a little different, but very important to make sure that you are doing those reviews with your financial professional at least on an annual basis.
Important to have that regular communication, as you described, Justin. Okay, we have more questions. Are you up for another?
Absolutely.
Okay, here it comes.
I'm a freelancer and I've always had enough income, but I don't have a company 401k that I can contribute to. So what are some options for me when it comes to saving for retirement? I'm 47, so I do have some time, but I don't want to put it off any longer.
That's a good question. There's actually, you know, a couple different options that you can look at. A lot of us will do, depending on what type of freelancing work that you do, there's different types of IRAs that you can get into. You know, you can do, you can fund your own IRA. You can do a SEP IRA if you're a company owner. That allows you to contribute more up to a certain percentage of what your actual 1099 is. You can do, depending on, again, it all depends on what your earning category is. You could be doing Roth contributions. Of course, Roth contributions, if you make over just over $125,000 a year, you're unable to do a Roth. So a lot of it depends on where your income falls, like I said, but you know, you could be, you should be doing any, in some form of an IRA contribution, whether it be a Roth, whether it be a self-funded IRA, whether it be a SEP. There's a lot of options out there, or you could be just investing in non-qualified funds if you meet the requirements for IRAs and maximally fund those out. Non-qualified accounts, you know, stocks, bonds, anything like that, after-tax money is a good option too. So a lot of different things that you can be doing out there. Make sure that you're doing your IRA contributions first, and then let any other excess funds be invested where you would like.
Justin, if people have questions along those lines, how can they reach you? How can you help them with something like that?
Well, it's very easy, Megan. The first step is just giving us a call here at TriFound. I'm happy to have a conversation with anybody that calls in, that listens on the radio. If you're listening out there, we appreciate you. If you've been thinking about calling in and didn't know, or you know, didn't know our process, let me explain that a little bit. Our process, like I said, that first step, just giving us a call, that number here is 866-466-1099. I'll meet with you or have a discussion with you, you know, whatever safety, your safety is our number one concern. So we do virtual meetings, whether it's a Zoom meeting. We do allow a certain amount of people in office each week. We do try to limit that just to, you know, keep everybody as safe as possible as we navigate through everything. Or if it's just a simple phone call, you know, if you have a question about something and, you know, it could be a 15-minute phone conversation to open it up for us to see where we can help you. But don't hesitate to pick up the phone and give us a call. Like I said, I'm happy to answer whatever question you have. We have, you know, all of the professionals standing by here at TriFound, whether it's a tax question, financial question, or even a legal question. We're happy to educate you and set you on the right track and help you with any, you know, situation that you have. So give us a call here at TriFound to set that meeting or set that phone call. That number here again is 866-466-1099. If you're on the fence about meeting with us, I'd encourage you to go to our website. We have a great website with a lot of tools on it to help you, to help answer questions and shed light on what we do. We even have a section on our website where you can meet our team with pictures. So that you can put a face with the voice. So I'd encourage you to visit our website. That website is trifound.com, TRIFOUND.com.
We sure are glad to have you with us here on the program today. Justin's answering some common retirement questions, and I'm glad we're doing this because I'm hearing some that, boy, I have not heard before, but they're really, really important. They're really good. And Justin, we appreciate your answers. Here's another.
Oh, lately, all the negative news has just been overwhelming, and I just want to tune everything out. But I know it's really important to stay informed. What should I do?
Well, I know that you're not alone in wanting to tune everything out. I think it's really important to, you can always, I tell clients this all the time, you can pick and choose, you know, what you want to listen to. Also, with all of the resources that we have in today's day and age, we don't necessarily have to watch the news. We can read the news, which is what I prefer to do rather than sit in front of the TV and listen to a bunch of stuff that I don't want to hear until they get to the stuff that I do want to hear. I like to read the news. Talk to your financial professional. It's our job to stay up. You know, if financial news is something that you want to learn about or want to stay current on, it's our job to stay current and follow all of that stuff. So like I said, I like to read my financial news because it allows me to filter out all of that negative stuff. And it's our job to make sure that our clients are informed and up to date. And just know that when you are working with an independent financial professional like we are here at TriFound, we have a fiduciary responsibility to you. It's our We're required to make all of our recommendations in your best interest to keep you current on any financial happenings. And I think a big thing with that, Megan, with that caller and that question is to make sure that you have that communication with your financial professional.
100%. That is so important. And it's easy to get, we're human, right? It's easy to get very emotional when you hear what's happening in the news, the ups and downs, when you see what happens to the markets, right? In relation to world events,
yeah.
It's easy to panic. And having someone that's by your side, that trusted advisor who can say, okay, don't get panicked. Let's stay the course. My goodness, that is so important. That is such a huge, huge help when times feel turbulent. Justin, let's go to another question here as we round out our program today. Here it is.
Our youngest will be finishing high school next year, and it's really hitting me because I'm not sure we've saved enough for the future. We've just been so busy with life that we haven't thought much about retirement. What should we do first?
Well, that's a pretty easy question, Megan. I would say your first step is to give us a call here at TriFound to do just an overall review on where you're at in that retirement planning and saving process right now and come up with a plan that's going to get you back on track or keep you on track for saving for the future to make sure that you can retire and, you know, do whatever you'd like to in retirement. Enjoy it because that's what we work all of these years for. So, you know, your first step, giving us a call. Our meeting process, if you're not that familiar with it, or you might not have heard us talk about it before here on the show, it's completely free of charge whether you meet with us one time or seven times. We're all about education here at TriFound and making sure that we make the best recommendation for you. So we try to put every client through the same process in our meeting process. And that process is, you know, the first meeting, we're just talking to you about what we call philosophy. And that can be a, you know, phone conversation, a Zoom meeting, an in-person meeting, whatever you prefer. But that philosophy meeting is where I tell everybody, you know, when you think of meeting your financial professional, Megan, we always think about bringing in your statements and showing them what you have. And I actually tell clients before we meet for the first time, leave your statements at home. Don't bring anything. That's not the important part to us. The important part is just sitting down like with this caller and understanding, you know, where you're at right now and identifying where we might be able to help you, because we do cover so many different things between tax planning, financial planning, and retirement planning. I don't know where we're going to help each and every client that we sit down with. That's why that philosophy meeting is to me, it's the most important meeting that we have with you, because it gives us some insight into what your world is like right now, gives us some insight into how we can help you. And then after that, we roll up our sleeves and start our planning process, which is typically a 3-4 meeting process where we're coming up with that financial plan or that tax plan or that legal plan or all three together. And we're really doing some education with you on what our recommendations are and why they are what they are. And then there's our implementation phase that takes about 2 meetings. So if you've added all of those up, it can be anywhere from 6-8 meetings with us before you actually have a plan in place. And that might seem like a lot, but remember, we're not charging you for those meetings. And we need to build that relationship, and we want to get to know you here at TriFound. We do things a little bit differently. You know, so your first step would be giving us a call here. Our number is 866-466-1099. That philosophy meeting, like I said, could be just a quick 20-minute phone conversation. It could be, you know, as in-depth as an hour-long virtual meeting.
You know, when thinking back to this last question you answered, I can really relate to this, and I think so many of us can. She said our youngest is finishing high school, right? And we don't know if we've saved enough because life was just so busy. They haven't been thinking about retirement. Boy, and that happens, doesn't it? Life gets busy. Sometimes saving for retirement, it feels so far away, but it sneaks up on you, doesn't it? And it's so important to prioritize. Any final tips here as we begin to wrap up our program on making retirement savings and planning a priority, Justin?
Well, I think, Megan, nobody can do it themselves. I think it's very, very important to always consult with a financial professional. Make sure that financial professional is an independent so that they have your best interest in mind. it would always be to, you know, make changes and adjust your plan, have open communication, making sure that you're living within your means. Big thing that we talked about, that we talk about a lot on the show is don't just save, make sure you're investing that money. And, you know, if you follow those tips, retirement planning can become a lot easier for you, and you'll be surprised at the progress that you can make in such a short time. So if you have any questions about retirement planning, tax planning, or legacy planning, give us a call here at TriFound. Our number is 866-466-1099. We're happy to meet with you. However that may be, whether it's a phone call, Zoom meeting, or even in person, our number here again to get that appointment set up is 866-466-1099.
Our firm provides insurance services. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. TriFound Financial, LLC, is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax, legal, or investment advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties and have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by TriFound Financial, LLC. This radio show is a paid placement.